home of two elderly sisters was broken into in the townland of Betty, Glass and Rafo. Three males entered the house and ransacked it. The phone lines were cut inside the house, and the two elderly sisters were locked inside the house from the outside by these three men when they left the scene.
So these two elderly ladies, that they live alone, Inspector, and their phone lines were cut?
Yeah, they live alone. One is 89 years of age and the other is 92 years of age. They were at home when these gentlemen called to the house, and their phone lines were cut while they were in the house.
Were they able to answer the door, or did these guys just barge in?
They gained entry. The front door was open. They went in themselves, and they opened the door themselves and landed in on top of the two ladies.
One of the ladies knocked to the ground, taken to hospital.
Yeah, one of the sisters was knocked to the ground, all right, and taken by ambulance to Letterkenny General Hospital to be treated for shock. More than anything, there were no physical injuries to either of the two sisters.
But I suppose that was more by luck than anything else, wasn't it? If she was knocked to the ground at that age, she would have been particularly fragile, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. She was lucky to just get away with no physical injuries.
And what happened then? They ransacked the house?
Yeah, they ransacked the house, and then they left the house. But we are, I suppose, appealing to any witnesses that may have seen a silver Ford Focus acting suspiciously in that area at any time yesterday or indeed any other days prior to that. This area is from the main Letterkenny to Lifford Road, and if you're heading out past Tully Tires, if any local people know that, there are a number of bad bends out past Tully Tires, and it would be in this vicinity that this incident happened. So I suppose we're appealing to anybody that would have information in relation to a silver Focus or indeed any other car acting suspiciously or any people acting suspiciously throughout yesterday, would appeal for them to contact Letterkenny Garda Station.
This is a fairly busy road, Inspector, too.
Yes, it is. It's the main thoroughfare between Letterkenny and Lifford, so there should be a lot of traffic coming and going there. This happened at 5 o'clock, so there would be people coming and going from work. So certainly everybody... If they saw anything suspicious, it would be important that they would, however significant they think it is, it would be important that they would relay this information to the guards in Letterkenny.
And what do we know about the three males that were involved in this incident?
We're not in possession of full facts in relation to these three men yet.
Were they masked?
No, we don't believe that they were masked, no.
Any idea of age or height or...
No, it's all a bit vague at the moment, and hopefully we'll gather more information throughout the day.
Clearly the two ladies would be in deep shock.
Absolutely, yeah. So treat them. Our key priority at the minute is to ensure that they're okay and they feel safe again.
And the vehicle that you're very interested in, again, is a silver Ford Focus, which you believe has English registration plates.
Yeah, it's a silver Ford Focus, which you believe is yellow plates. Now, they could be English plates or Northern Irish plates, but it's a silver Ford Focus. It's not exclusively this car that we're looking for, but certainly we would be interested in any sightings of it over the last, whether it be yesterday or the days prior or even indeed today.
Okay. And if anybody has any information, which number should they be ringing?
If they ring Letterkenny Garda Station on 916-7100. That's 916-7100.
Okay. Clearly, other people listening to this today, I mean, the community will be outraged at this assault on these elderly ladies, but it does leave other older people fearful for their own security. What advice are you offering today?
Well, I suppose it's very important for anybody, for living alone, to keep in contact with their neighbours and their neighbours and families, to keep an eye on them and check on the security aspects in their houses. And they need to be advised to keep the premises secure, lock their front doors, and if they have alarms, set alarms. But just to know, maybe call into their, make a phone call to their neighbours on a regular basis or to their family to let them know that they're okay. This appears to be a once-off incident now yesterday, so please God, that's all it will be.
And it sounds, Inspector, from what you've told us, that they got fairly easy access to the property as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. They gained entry without any problems yet.
So you're saying to people, obviously, make sure that your doors are secure, use the chain lock where possible, don't let strangers in, make sure people have the right ID, all the usual advice, really.
Absolutely, yeah. Anybody calling around, maybe perhaps purporting to be selling furniture or carpets, anything like that, you know, really they should be contacting somebody, whether they want to ring the guards if they feel suspicious, or ring neighbours or family to let them know that these, you know, that people are calling, you know, there's absolutely, or anybody purporting to be from the ESB or any other network, just always check for identity and clarify why they're on your property.
And make a phone call to the body to make sure they have people in the area, that type of advice. But is there any evidence or any theory here, Inspector, that this property may have been staked out? They may have been around earlier to perhaps pretend to be selling something just to check out the property?
That certainly would be one line of inquiry that we're looking at. It's quite possible, okay. And so that's one reason why we would advise persons in the area, and indeed throughout Donegal, to certainly, you know, be cautious and be alert at all times to strangers calling to your property, you know. And if you have any doubts, don't ever be afraid to contact your local guard station, whether it be in Letterkenny or any other part of Donegal, or indeed ring 999 if it's an emergency.